For some, the $200 Ontario taxpayer rebate check being sent out by the provincial government provides needed relief from a high cost of living. For others, it's an added bonus. It's the latter of whom local charities are hoping might consider donating their additional cash flow. Is it expected? No. Appreciated? Yes. We understand that times are tough for many in our community, and those facing financial difficulties will welcome the $200 provincial rebate, Diane McLeod, executive director at the Cambridge Food Bank, said. For others who aren't struggling, we encourage them to consider donating to the Cambridge Food Bank. Every donation, no matter how big or small, has a lasting impact on our neighbors in need. It's a sentiment that's echoed by United Way Waterloo Region Communities Director of Philanthropy, Scott Hamilton. It would be a dream come true, Hamilton said. If people receive an extra $200 in their pocket, one of the best ways I think you can spend it is giving back to your community and funding those social services we know are essential and know are suffering from a lack of funds. Data shows that the need is there for more dollars to be funneled into charities across the country. According to Canada Helps the Giving Report, which analyzes philanthropic efforts in the country, charitable donations declined for an 11th straight year in 2024. Financial strain and a growing generational divide are two of the reasons given for the reduced giving. At the same time, the report indicates the use of charities has increased as 1 in 5 Canadians were using charitable services to meet essential needs. The total cost of the rebate is pegged at $3 billion, with 15 million Ontarians receiving it. Parents qualifying for the child care benefit are also supposed to get an additional $200 for each child under 18 years old. The sheer dollar figure has some wondering if the money would be better off directed elsewhere. Chief Executive Officer of the YWCA Cambridge, Kim Decker, is one person questioning the move. We know many people are struggling with the soaring costs of living and aren't convinced a $200 check per person will have nearly the same impact investing the total cost of the scheme into addressing the homelessness crisis, or into overstretched and underfunded emergency departments, for example, could have had, Decker said. That's not to mention the longer-lasting impacts of investing in services instead of cutting checks for everyone, even those who don't really need the $200. Decker believes a concerted effort by residents to donate is important for decision-makers in the province to see. There are campaigns across the province calling on people who are able to donate their $200 to organizations and grassroots groups on the front lines of the province's affordability crises, she said. I think participating in such initiatives sends a strong message that Ontarians want better-funded public and social services, and recognize that the myriad problems facing Ontario residents are the results of policy decisions, not individual failings. Donations can be made in person or online at most charities. As the YWCA Cambridge finishes construction at its Women's Emergency Homeless Shelter inside Grace Bible Church in Galt, it's encouraging donors to drop off donations at its office on Dixon Street.